As New Jersey officials consider a state takeover of Atlantic City to deal with the city's financial problems, some worry about what that takeover could mean for people living in the community. This week, the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey sent a letter to lawmakers warning that the latest proposal raises constitutional and civil rights concerns. Rebecca Livingood is an attorney with New Jersey ACLU. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Atlantic City's having trouble paying its bills. Governor Christie wants the state to step in and take over management of the city. Why does the ACLU think that's a problem?
Well, the takeover that the bill contemplates would really allow for total state control of all municipal government functions. So it extends beyond those functions that are strictly necessary for financial recovery and would allow the state to undo any action by the mayor or by the city council. So our concern is that the right to vote is fundamental, and in New Jersey, that includes the right to elect local officials, and this would really entirely undo that ability.
Now, state officials are elected too, and at least some small number of representatives in the state legislature are elected by the local community. But what you're saying here is essentially the people who vote for city council, they vote for the mayor of Atlantic City, they're voting for jobs that no longer matter as much under this proposal.
Exactly. The authority of the local elected officials would be under state takeover entirely at the behest of the state. And so they would have no power that the state could not undo. The problem with that, though state officials are elected, is that state officials are elected by all residents in New Jersey. And, so the governor, for example, who appoints the officials who would have authority under the takeover is elected by all New Jersey residents rather than Atlantic City residents. And so we've seen, for example, in Michigan, where the emergency manager legislation has allowed for state takeover of local municipalities, that those state decisions then are not subject to local control.
And so we're not just talking about the issue of geography of local versus state representatives, but in this case, we're also talking about demographics. The makeup, the population of Atlantic City doesn't necessarily reflect the rest of the state. So the people making the decisions might not look like the people living in the city, right?
Absolutely. And that is significant in two ways. So one, the takeover bill focuses on the fiscal health of Atlantic City. So it is, by its terms, limited to municipalities whose property tax income revenues had declined by 50% and whose debt had increased by 50% as of the end of 2015. So that is only Atlantic City. And so it targets low-income communities. And then it also targets communities of color in that Atlantic City is over 80% residents of color compared to about 40% statewide.
So what's the alternative? I mean, obviously, Atlantic City has had a lot of financial difficulties in recent year with casinos closing down and increased competition for its one of the primary sources of revenue in the community. If the state doesn't come in and do a takeover like this, then how else is Atlantic City going to survive?
There's no question that some state aid may be necessary, but the aid does not need to be tied to this condition of absolute takeover of all city functions. A narrower version of state intervention would allow some fiscal assistance and oversight without undoing the ability of local representatives to make any decisions at all.
And it wasn't really touched on in this week's letter, but I know another issue that the ACLU has been concerned about is the effect of a state takeover on unions. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it is our understanding that this takeover would allow the state to renegotiate collective bargaining agreements, to really undo any protections for unions that the state wanted to, those decisions that were previously available under local control. I think it is very concerning in an era of increased pressure against unionization to have those decisions being made by an undemocratic authority, I think is very troubling.
Would the ACLU consider taking legal action if this plan is adopted?
So at this point, we are not considering legal action. However, part of the goal of letting lawmakers know about our concerns at this stage was to try to alleviate them so that legal action isn't necessary. In Michigan, a number of groups, including the ACLU of Michigan and the Center for Constitutional Rights, are currently in litigation about the emergency manager bill. And we believe that many of their claims are meritorious. And so it is not inconceivable that there would be similar claims against New Jersey, but our goal is really to avert the need for that litigation, and we currently don't have plans to sue.
Rebecca Livingood is an attorney with the New Jersey ACLU. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.